When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome and thank you for listening in to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line with me once again, happy to have him back as always, Atlantic Coast Conference Commissioner John Swofford. He's here to talk with me about autonomy, the ACC, future of the NCAA, and so much more.
One of the things going on right now, obviously, is autonomy and the conversation about it. And you talked about it during the ACC football media days. But where are things at right now as far as the conversation on what autonomy may be for you?
Well, Dan, I think things have gone well from an NCAA standpoint. And the five major conferences have been successful in working our way through the current NCAA processes, and the board has NCAA board has voted to give the five conferences a significant level of autonomy to deal with some issues that mostly directly affect the student athletes, and which is most important. And some of this has been complicated a bit, maybe by the litigation that's out there and the O'Bannon ruling and the appeals that will be forthcoming on that and some of the other litigation that's out there. But I think that through the course of the fall and into the NCAA convention that will take place in January, the five conferences will be addressing some of those issues, and probably most prominently the scholarship issue and the idea and thought of taking that to full cost of attendance and figuring out what that definition is of full cost of attendance.
When you look at some of this litigation, the Ed O'Bannon ruling and everything that's been going on, how does that directly affect what the ruling was for the NCAA to give autonomy to the five conferences?
Well, I don't think it's affected it really at all. I think all of that was in process with the NCAA from the five conferences, and I know it may appear to a lot of people that the autonomy decision by the NCAA board was reactionary, but in reality, I don't think it was at all. I think these discussions have been going on for several years and very prominently over the last 12 to 18 months, and a lot of work has gone into this behind the scenes to help hopefully make the NCAA a more effective organization, a more nimble organization, and I think that the autonomy that the five conferences have been given is a great step in that direction.
When you look at the five conferences that were given this autonomy that's going forward in this process, what was the criteria for the ACC, SEC, the other teams that have made it, the other conferences that have been a part of this? When you look at what's considered a power conference, how did they really define you?
Well, I think the marketplace in large measure has defined us. There's quite a significant financial separation that's there in terms of revenues generated. I think the number of NCAA championships won across the board is extraordinarily weighted to those five conferences, and attendance at football and basketball games it was another factor. So the number of players, elite players that are coming out of these five leagues and going to the NFL and the NBA and so forth, I think all of that came into play to indicate that there's a certain natural separation there, and consequently, the institutions in our five conferences deal with some, it's kind of a set of issues, I guess you would say, that maybe the other conferences don't deal with as separations there. You know, at the same time, we've tried, we, the five conferences, in asking for this autonomy, have tried to maintain some things that are really good for the overall picture and the NCAA basketball tournament. As a great example, you know, there won't be any changes there of any significance in terms of opportunities for teams outside the five conferences to compete just as they have in the past, and that's been an important part, is an important part of the basketball tournament. The revenue sharing will not be impacted at all in terms of the basketball tournament, and nor will other NCAA championships in terms of separation of the five, if you will. So we've tried to maintain what's and the NCAA has tried to maintain, you know, what's really good about it all, but at the same time give some autonomy and separation for the five conferences to do things, particularly for the student athletes that maybe the other conferences can't do, or, you know, but they can choose to do if they choose to do so. So, you know, hopefully this will be a very productive step looking forward. Time will tell, but I think it's a great step in the right direction.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this, but I was always more like this.
Say ah.
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
John, when you look at this step that is going on with autonomy, you feel like it's a step in the right direction. When it comes to recruiting, obviously you're on the more positive side of it if everything goes forward the way that it's been described here today with you and I talking, that as a power conference, recruiting-wise, if you can do things with full cost of attendance and you can give more to a student-athlete, do you feel that that's ultimately going to change that way that the NCAA kind of wanted everyone to have a fair shot at getting a player from high school, but now with having maybe more a player can get from a power conference, do you think that that makes things unbalanced between power and non-power when a high school student is looking where they should go for college?
Overall, I really don't think it does. I think that that exists today, and I don't think it'll exist in any significant greater degree than it already exists. There are differentials that has existed for years, and I don't really see that changing in these circumstances.
When you look at the ACC being a power conference, if you were on the outside of it and you were considered not to be a power conference, a non-power or whatever you'd like to call those conferences that aren't part of the five, how would you view this whole change if you were maybe the American Athletic Conference or one of the other conferences out there that's not currently part of the power conferences?
Candidly, I would have some concerns, but at the same time, and I think this is how most people in those respective conferences are viewing this, that it will be permissive, the legislation, from an autonomy standpoint. The autonomy legislation will be permissive, so those conferences and schools can do the same things that we'll be doing if they choose to do so, but they don't have to maintain their position as an FBS conference. So, and I think it's certainly better than some of the alternatives of the five major conferences and maybe a few others totally breaking off from the NCAA. This is a way to remain in the NCAA, to keep everybody under the big tent, so to speak, that's currently there, and continue the association with the new college football playoff and the positives that will come to that from that to all of us, really. So I think it while I think it's normal to have some of those concerns, I think in the bigger picture, there's a realization from those conferences and those institutions that this is certainly a path that should be productive going forward for everybody.
When you look at that path, do you feel that it could almost change what amateurism is in college sports, that there's college and there's professional, but now that there's going to be five that are standing alone but still connected to the NCAA, do you feel that that almost creates a step in the middle between college and pro?
Well, I don't think it has to any more than is already there. I mean, they're with the television contracts that we all have, the attendance at our stadiums that we all have, the way we market our programs and our conferences. There are already some differentials there, but I think one of the with something like collegiate model, particularly, is really important. This is, and when I talk about responsibility, having this autonomy, our responsibility, I think, is to maintain that collegiate model and maintain the balance of academics and athletics and integrity. And college sports is first and foremost about students going to school and getting an education and graduating and playing a sport that they love. Maybe a relatively small percentage of them go on to make a living in that sport for a while afterwards. But I don't think we can lose the concept of the collegiate model. I think that's really important for us to maintain going forward. We just need to modernize it, in my opinion, and have a model that fits for the 21st century. And, you know, that's part of the concept of going to full cost of attendance with the athletic grant and aids. That hadn't been changed since 1973 in large measure. There have been some additional funds that aren't a direct part of the scholarship that have been made available for the athletes that need those funds, and that's been helpful, but this would be sort of the next iteration of that. But there is a great deal of responsibility that goes along with this that we maintain the collegiate model, and I can tell you that's certainly the intent.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, DreisSig Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady Apparel. DreisSig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing
and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
When you look at full cost of attendance and more money going to the student athlete, so to speak, is it a pay to play? Is it worded differently so that it's not that situation? I mean, we talk about college sports and protecting that model, but when full cost of attendance comes into play, is it almost a situation where it could look like the athlete's getting paid? I mean, how does that kind of work out to fit what you and the other commissioners are trying to do?
I do not think it's pay for play, because it's education based, and it's one way or another it'll be a formula that's education based, and there are students on our campuses that already attend on a full cost of attendance scholarship, for instance, that's unrelated to athletics. So you know, I think that once you get beyond anything that's not connected to the players' attendance at our institution and the educational costs, then, you know, I think it becomes another issue. But I think full cost of attendance is a direction that you know, continues to be education based, and I think that's, personally, I think that's important.
When you look kind of to the future here, John, with everything that could be going on, as a commissioner, I know you've worked hard to really try and make the ACC prominent both in the classroom as well as on the fields, on the courts. With autonomy, with the future, with things coming up in January, with all of this kind of moving forward, is this what you expected? Is it what you wanted? Was it the next step for you in what you're trying to do for the ACC?
Yes, I think so. We're a little different league than the other four in the respect that we have, of our 15 members, we have six private institutions, and that's by far more than the most any of the other four conferences have is two. And so, you know, we may look at things a little differently collectively as a league, but conceptually, you know, I think going forward, what I would envision for the Atlantic Coast Conference, and I think this is consistent with our presidents and athletic directors, is that we keep student athletes front and center, and I think that has a lot to do with why we were requesting autonomy, that we keep the collegiate model front and center, and the cornerstones of this league for years and years and years it's been that balance of academics, athletics, and integrity in terms of being in compliance with NCAA rules. And our league has done those three things and maintained that balance very well historically. There are you know, instances that come up that don't fit that, but they've been relatively few and far between, and we want to keep it that way going forward. And you know, I think all of that continues to fit philosophically and conceptually and practically with the efforts that have gone on in making the adjustments at the NCAA and having the autonomy for these five conferences, because what we want to do is compete nationally very effectively in our sports, to compete for national championships, and at the same time have an appropriate balance with the academic sector of our institutions. And we've got great institutions in this league, Dan. We're the strongest league academically of any of the Power Five conferences in just about every measure. Starting with U.S. News and World Report and the collective ranking of our institutions. We've led that as a conference for 8 straight years. We regularly lead the FBS and the 5 major conferences in graduation rates collectively as a conference. And, so, you know, this is a league that has long been very proud of the quality of institutions that we have, as well as the performance of the institutions athletically and academically. So I don't think any of that changes the fundamental concepts of what the ACC was built upon and our institutions represent.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try. As well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When you look at the fact that in the basketball side, after 1 year, a player can choose to leave and head toward the professional ranks, do you think that full cost of attendance maybe can help keep some, as long as that rule is in place that you and I have talked about before with the NBA allowing a player to come after 1 year of college, do you feel that this new autonomy and full cost of attendance could help athletes stay in college maybe a little bit longer?
Well, I think it could. There's still a big differential when you'd be talking about college and even with the full cost of attendance grant and aid compared to, for example, an NBA contract. If that's the full issue and the only thing that's going to matter with a young person's decision, I don't know that it really changes that to any significant degree, but I do think it's it being full cost of attendance is fairer for the student athlete and makes it if there are some hardships there, it should eliminate those hardships to the degree that you can. Every young person has a different set of circumstances, obviously. Another part of autonomy, based on the question you asked, it kind of brings this to mind. We hadn't talked about it. We would like to see maybe some liberalization of the NCAA rules so that our elite players that are making decisions like this have a better opportunity to really know where they stand in terms of the draft. The thing you really hate to see is a young person be unduly influenced by someone that doesn't really know what they're talking about, so to speak, and make a decision to leave and then not be drafted but can't come back and play. Is there a better approach to that? And I think autonomy will open up some conversations about that. I don't claim to have the answer right now, but it might be that the autonomy we've been granted can lead us down a path that can find maybe a better solution to that.
And lastly, speaking with you here, John, looking at how the sports are competing to start off very early on in this ACC season for different sports, what can you say about the competition and the level of competition? Obviously, Louisville is now a part of the ACC in full now. So what can you say about what you're seeing from that, and also knowing that Notre Dame, though not a part in football, is going to have prominence as far as competition in each of these sports, that they will be there with the ACC along with everybody else that you've brought in?
Well, I think we're off to an excellent start. We're 27-5 football-wise in non-conference competition, and we've had some big wins already, and hopefully those will continue. I think anytime a team, like Boston College last weekend and their win over Southern Cal. Those kinds of both nationally prominent wins are really good for our conference, and I think Louisville being in our league has I think we're stronger as a conference competitively with Louisville in, not only in football but certainly basketball, and obviously basketball, but a number of the Olympic sports as well. I think we're in really good shape in terms of what this league can be competitively, and we're coming off a year football-wise last year where the national champion, the Orange Bowl champion, our players won practically every national individual award that there was to win, and so we've got a lot of momentum going into the year. We still, we have the number one ranked team in the country right now in our league. And you mentioned Notre Dame and that scheduling arrangement from a football standpoint. And, while they're not fully in, playing five conference games per per year on average is a plus all the way around with the Notre Dame brand and what that means coming into our stadiums and the opportunities that gives us competing with Notre Dame. That they certainly help anybody's schedule when they're on your schedule, and it's a great opportunity. As Syracuse will, you know, we'll see here shortly, so I think we're in really good shape there, and off to an excellent start in building this year, in building off what was a superb year last year.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
And kind of going off of that, just to follow up, Notre Dame with autonomy, how does that work out since they're not a full member of the ACC? Do they go along with the autonomy and power conference, or is that kind of affected differently as far as not being a full member?
No, they would go forward, you know, as all of our members would, and as all of the members of the other four major conferences would.
Okay, perfect. Well, listen, John, I really do appreciate it. I know you're a busy guy, and I know you have a lot of things going on, but it's always been a pleasure to speak with you, and I appreciate how you always bring an honest opinion and a very heartfelt opinion to it. You can tell that you care about the conference, so I do appreciate you taking time, as always.
Dan, it's always good to be with you.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.